Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Parenting a Teen Who Has Intense Emotions, DBT skills to help your teen navigate emotional and behavioral challenges. By Pat Harvey, ACSW, LCSW-C, and Britt H. Rathbone, MSSW, LCSW-C. Narrated by Rachel Perry. To Brad, whose wisdom, support, and balance was invaluable in parenting our two teens as they grow into wonderful adults. To all the parents of teens and young adults who are doing the best they can while also having the courage to learn how to parent ever more effectively, this book is for you, to validate your struggle and offer you hope. PSH. To the young people who have intense emotions, you bravely bring passion and change to our world. Although this book is written for your parents, I dedicate it to you. BHR. Introduction. As you pick up this book, are you thinking about your teen and the emotional upheaval going on in your home? Are you wondering if your teen has intense emotions, and if that's the reason you experience so much disruption in your relationship and your home? Are you feeling overwhelmed by your teen's emotions and by your own reactions? Do you wish that you could find some guidance for how to manage your teen's emotions and behaviors, and yours, in a way that doesn't leave you feeling depleted, guilty, or hopeless? We have written this book to answer your questions and to guide you with concrete, effective, and proven strategies to help you parent more effectively and to bring some order to the chaos in your life. As a therapist who specializes in working with parents, Pat, and a therapist who specializes in working with teens who have intense emotions, Britt, we wanted to write this book to provide you with guidance, support, and understanding for the challenges you face as a parent, as well as ways to understand your teen and thus parent more skillfully. We have written this book to let you know that your feelings and your teen's make sense given the circumstances of your life, and to provide you with hope that both your life and that of your teen can get better. If you're the parent of a teen or young adult who has intense emotions, you may feel despair, hopelessness, helplessness, fear, worry, frustration, guilt, anger, and a myriad of other emotions. While you might feel that nobody can understand your life experience or your feelings, you are not alone. Many other parents share your experience, even if they do so in different ways. From our work with parents and teens in homes where there is emotional intensity, we have seen many parents who share your concerns, worries, and doubts. Parents who also have been able to use the skills and strategies that we will discuss later in the book to become more effective and hopeful. In order to use these skills and strategies, it's important first to understand your teen's experience at this time of his life. If you're living with an adolescent, a child whose chronological age spans from preteen, 10 to 12, through the teen years, 13 to 19, and into young adulthood, 20 to 25, you're well aware of the numerous changes going on in your child's life and the effect these changes have on yours. Note, while our focus in this book will be mainly on teens, much of the information we offer also applies to preteens and young adults. Teen bodies and brains change in dramatic and life-altering ways, which leads to an intensity of emotions that either may be entirely new to you or an exaggeration of emotions you have previously seen. As teens struggle with these changes, emotions may run high. As a parent, you struggle with these changes too. You may not recognize this new person living in your home, and you may wonder how you can parent him in the midst of so much change and so much emotion. It may help to understand that as teens move toward adulthood, their task is to develop their own identity, which means they will need to separate from their parents, from you, by challenging you or even rebelling. Emotions intensify as the teen who used to respond to your limits, expectations, and moral values now challenges and even rejects much of what you've been teaching. You may not be ready to let go of your parenting role or authority, and you may find it difficult to accept your new, lesser role in your child's life. You're well aware of the emotional upheaval in your teen and how it affects the whole family. If children have always been highly sensitive to emotional experiences and have been challenged emotionally and behaviorally through childhood, this emotional intensity may lead to more disruptive and even dangerous behaviors when they enter adolescence. Or perhaps, for example, your daughter has always been able to manage her emotions, and now, in adolescence, sadness becomes depression, anger becomes rage, and fear becomes overwhelming anxiety. As she tries to manage emotions that feel overwhelmingly painful, she may use behaviors such as self-harm, aggression, substance abuse, disordered eating, refusing to attend school, or risky social behaviors that significantly affect her life and yours. So how do you deal with your teen's experience and emotions, and your own? Dialectical behavior therapy provides some helpful guidance and direction. Psychologist Marcia Linehan developed dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, to help people whose intense emotions lead to self-harming and suicidal behaviors learn how to live the life they want to have. DBT concepts, skills, and strategies rest on a basic foundational concept. People need to be accepted in order to change, and both acceptance and change are necessary. In DBT, there is recognition that people are doing the best they can in this moment, given the circumstances and difficulties of their lives, and that they have to make changes so that they can live a life that is fulfilling to them. DBT teaches skills and strategies to help people replace dangerous and disruptive behaviors with healthier and more adaptive behaviors, all the while acknowledging how difficult it is to change. We've taught these DBT foundational concepts, skills, and strategies, which are explained in this book, to both parents and adolescents for over a decade. They can provide you support and guidance whether or not your teen is in DBT or any structured treatment. They can help you recognize and accept your own feelings, understand and accept your teen and his experiences, and make changes so that you can parent in more balanced and effective ways. Parents who have learned and practiced these skills report positive changes in themselves, in their parenting, and in their relationships with their teens and young adults. We've written this book with an attitude of acceptance. It's not about fault and blaming. It's based on the understanding that you are, and, despite your feelings to the contrary, have been doing the best you can to parent your teen under difficult and painful circumstances. You also continue, as you listen to this book and utilize other resources, to search for even better ways to parent. It is our experience that these concepts and strategies provide both a means for change and hope that your life and that of your teen or young adult can be different and less disrupted by emotionally driven behaviors. We recognize the courage and strength it takes to listen to this book, to seek out ways to help your teen, and to be willing to learn and change. We hope this book will enable you to appreciate yourself and your efforts, while it provides concrete guidance for making these changes happen. What this book offers you. This book is divided into three parts, each of which will provide you with explanations, examples, and exercises to help you practice what you're learning. Part 1, Chapters 1 to 4, Understanding Teens and Effective Parenting Strategies, provides the foundational concepts, strategies, and skills that will help you, 1, to understand and accept your teen and her emotional reactions, 2, to parent more wisely by understanding, accepting, and managing your own emotional reactions to your teen, and 3, to parent more effectively by weighing the consequences of your responses to your teen, developing priorities for your decisions and choices, and strategically responding in order to increase your teen's use of safe and healthy behaviors to replace less adaptive behaviors. Part 2, Chapters 5 to 8, Responding to Problem Behaviors, provides information about specific behavioral problems that result from your teen's intense emotions, as well as concrete guidance about how to respond in the safest and most effective way to these behaviors, using the skills outlined in Part 1. At the beginning of each chapter, you'll find a list of the behaviors that are included in the discussion in that chapter, so that you can quickly find the chapter most relevant to the behavioral problems you are experiencing. Part 3, Chapters 9 to 10, Caring for Self and Family, acknowledges the ways in which your teen's behaviors affect you and the rest of your family, and helps you develop ways to take care of yourself, respond to the needs of your other children, and explain your teen's problems to other family members. The goal throughout the book is to provide you with support and acceptance and the ways to create change. How to use this book. We recommend that you start by listening to Part 1 so that you understand the concepts and skills that we'll discuss in Part 2. If you're feeling overwhelmed by your own emotions or the effect your teen is having on you or the rest of your family, you can listen to Part 3 at any time. It may provide you with the support and skills you need to calm your own emotions, feel better about yourself, and feel more in control of your life so that you can more effectively implement the skills offered throughout the book. You can then pick the chapters in Part 2 that are most relevant to the problems you're experiencing with your teen. If you're already learning DBT skills in another setting, this book will provide a companion to your learning experience, a concise summary of the skills and concepts, and ways to implement them that will enhance what you are learning. If DBT is new to you, this book will provide clear explanations and practices that will enable you to implement the skills almost immediately. Our experience is that parents can learn and utilize these skills, whether or not their teen is in DBT treatment, other treatments, or no treatment. You and your teen can change, and life can get better. The wonder of DBT is that it can transform the life of anyone who learns it. That has been our experience, and we hope it will be yours as well. Part 1, Understanding Teens and Effective Parenting Strategies. Chapter 1, Teens, Emotions, and Behaviors. Adolescence is a time of great transition for teens and their parents. The child who was so connected to you, now seems so far away. All of a sudden, the peer group is of utmost importance, and you feel pushed aside. At times, you may not recognize the stranger in your midst. The child you knew has disappeared into a new body with new needs, expectations, goals, behaviors, and, yes, heightened emotions. For some parents, their teen is an exaggeration of the child they knew. A quiet child now appears more sullen and isolated. A more outgoing child may become more assertive, independent, and less willing to accept limits. For other parents, the changes may be more dramatic. A once cooperative and seemingly happy child may become less compliant or more depressed, or a quieter child may have more friends and be more outgoing. And you, the parent, may find yourself trying to understand this new person while at the same time missing the child you knew. As your child transitions and changes, so must you and your parenting. Adolescence is also a time of great change for teens. Changes in their brains allow them to see and understand in new ways. Their emerging ability to think more abstractly leads to more insight into differences and choices. They, one, often reject their parents in order to find themselves. Two, can be at once confused and emboldened by their changing bodies and their developing cognitive abilities. Three, seek others who feel the same way and try to become just like them so that they have an anchor in an otherwise shaky existence. And four, provide few cues, or sometimes contradictory cues, to their parents as to what they need or what they want. Their confusion becomes yours. Your teen may reject any connection to you at one moment. Please, Mom, drop me off down the block from school. And seek your absolute attention at the next moment, when it may be less convenient for you. I know it's late, Dad. I just have to talk to you now. You may spend a great deal of time wondering how to respond, how to be helpful, and how to maintain your own sanity and your own life in the midst of these ongoing, shifting demands and expectations. Some children may have always seemed to be emotionally intense or sensitive, reacting immediately and strongly to situations that other kids seem to just ignore. How does adolescence affect your child if she has already experienced emotional challenges like depression, anxiety, or angry explosions? And how do you manage your own emotions and your emotional responses to your child? How do you handle your fears for your child, your concerns about her future, your everyday conflict? Whether your child experiences intense emotions or the typical emotional conflicts and mood swings of adolescence, her emotions are quite real and cannot and should not be dismissed or otherwise trivialized. Though these emotions are often exasperating for parents and for the teen as well, they impact behaviors and decisions. Those emotions may also be the driving force behind the behaviors that create problems for you and/or your teen. Understanding emotions, where they come from, and how they develop will help your teen or young adult manage them safely and effectively. You will also personally benefit from understanding emotions. Your awareness of your own emotions will help you respond more effectively to your teen or young adult. This chapter will help you understand adolescence, emotions, and the connection between emotions and behaviors, so that you can apply this understanding to the skills discussed throughout this book. Adolescence, a time of challenge, change, and unpredictability. The world of the adolescent is complicated and filled with challenge, change, and unpredictability. Contributing to the confusion is the fact that adolescence begins and ends at different times for everyone. The onset of puberty, a typical signal for the start of adolescence, occurs between 4th and 10th grade for most young people. Visit any middle school, and this variation is on full display. The effect of hormonal changes on emotionality is well understood and exacerbates expression of feelings for those who may already be predisposed to emotional intensity. On the other end of development, there is no clear and evident indicator for the end of adolescence. If we consider that adolescence is the bridge between childhood and adulthood, and if we define adulthood as independence, financial and otherwise, then adolescence extends well into the third decade of life for many young people, and parents remain a significant part of the lives of adolescents, be they preteens, teens, or young adults. Temperament. Every child is born with a unique, biologically based personality, or temperament, that is evident in a variety of settings and remains fairly consistent over time. You may notice that the temperament of one of your children is very different from another's, and you may wonder how this can be. You probably noticed these traits in early childhood, and these may be the same challenging traits that you face during adolescence. We will discuss several ways that temperament is related to how emotions are experienced. Consider how your own temperament interacts with that of your child. Strong and powerful emotions. One aspect of temperament is how strongly people experience their emotions. Some children have very intense emotional experiences, and others seem to feel their emotions more mildly. Teens with less powerful and intense emotions are generally less challenging for parents. On the other hand, young people who deeply and powerfully experience feelings display passion that can have a significant influence on others. At the same time, their lows may be very hard and have a bigger effect on their behavior. Parents can get worn out by this ongoing intensity and may underreact as their children reach adolescence. They can become immune to these intense emotional reactions of their teens. Other parents will match their teen's mood intensity with their own, which usually results in increased yelling and conflict. Temperament traits are inherited to some degree, and often parents have similar intensity, which allows for greater empathy on the one hand, and at the same time, can result in escalating expression of emotions. Initial reaction to new situations. Some children tend to jump immediately into new situations, while others are slower to engage and will observe from the sidelines before doing something new. Some kids make friends easily, while others are more anxious in social situations. Both of these styles pose challenges for parents. If your teen is eager to try new activities without much orientation, she may be at risk for acting impulsively and is at risk for a host of behaviors that might worry you. Substance use, reckless driving, risky sexual behavior, and so on. If your teen is more cautious, you may worry that she appears isolated and doesn't initiate or take part in new activities. You may worry less about dangerous consequences and more about the limited life your teen seems to be living. Sensitivity to sensations. Some young people find themselves reacting sensitively to their environment. They may be particular about their clothes, avoiding certain fabrics that are rough or itchy, or they may be irritated by tags in their clothes. Or they may be bothered by bright or flickering lights, loud noises, and/or smells. You may struggle to understand your teen if she reacts this sensitively to the environment, especially if you're not aware of the biological origins of these responses. If you have similar traits, you'll usually find it easier to empathize with and comfort your teen. Adapting to change. Change, even positive change, can be hard to get used to. Consider the energy expended getting used to a new job or new relationship. And consider the amount of change that young people experience routinely through their adolescence, including new schools, body changes, and social disruptions. Some teens find it very easy to adapt to these changes, which in turn makes it easier for parents. Teens who adjust more slowly to the changes and transitions in their lives often find adolescence more difficult and are typically more challenging for parents who struggle to provide ongoing helpful reassurance and support. Brain development. Adding complexity to parenting your teen is the impact of her developing brain. The decade from ages 10 to 20, perhaps longer, is a time of explosive brain development. In short, the areas of the brain responsible for logical and strategic responses are under construction, while the emotional centers of the brain are active and seemingly unrestrained. This is familiar to parents who routinely witness their teen children reacting with emotional outbursts and responses that seem irrational or illogical. While this biological process of brain development is not within the control of the teen, it does make living with a teen, especially one with intense emotions, feel incredibly difficult to her parents. Nature and nurture. Your child's temperament interacts with yours from her earliest days. She may smile and coo at you from early on, or she may cry, regardless of how much you try to comfort her. Parents often note that the way they parent one child does not work for other children. You know how competent you might feel parenting the child who responds so well to your touch and your voice, and you might feel inadequate or frustrated if your child doesn't smile at you or cries regardless of what you do. Your child teaches you through her behaviors what does and doesn't work. She also affects how you'll feel about yourself as a parent. So you, as a parent, are as much a product of your child's interactions with you as your child is a product of your interactions with her. This is a transactional model. You and your child influence and change each other based on your own temperaments and how you respond to each other. Biosocial theory. Some teens experience ongoing, intense, and at times, overwhelming emotions that may be painful and very difficult for them to manage. They may develop a pervasive difficulty in regulating emotions, which leads to increased difficulty handling emotional situations. This emotion dysregulation underlies many problematic behaviors that we will discuss in the second part of this book. The biosocial theory of emotion dysregulation explains how pervasive emotion dysregulation develops. It is a transactional model and does not blame parents or the teen for the problems that develop. Emotion dysregulation. Some children are born with a brain that is more emotionally sensitive than other children. The child reacts immediately and intensely to situations that others might not notice or respond to. It may seem to you that your child has gone from 0 to 100 on the emotional scale in a matter of seconds, and once at that high level of emotion, has a very slow return to her more typical emotional level. This child is unable to manage these emotions and therefore learns through experience ways to avoid or escape them. Invalidating environment. Most parents, upon seeing this intense emotional reaction to a seemingly, to them, minor issue, will be confused and upset themselves. When confronted by your child's painful emotions, you'll try to find ways to help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?